God give you his grace and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The text is from Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power to me, though I am the very least of all the saints. This grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose which he realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confidence of access through faith in him. This is the word of God. You can tell you're in a Lutheran worship service. St. Paul speaks about preaching to those who are near and to those who are far off. In most Lutheran worship services, you preach to those who are far off. A minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Personal servant to the gospel. Doulos is one of St. Paul's favorite words. It means slave. Personal slave of the gospel in order to make the mystery of Christ known. And I'm going to focus your attention on that word, mystery. For those Greek experts sitting out here who may feel that I haven't exactly caught all the nuances of the word, I'm sure they will correct me afterwards. The original meaning of the term refers to a religious ritual or ceremony in which the devotee of a god or goddess participated and by which he was united with the deity in such a way that he shared in the destiny, the future of the deity, became one with it. St. Paul speaks of the mystery of Christ, and our liturgy refers to the mystery of the Incarnation. In the Incarnation, the Son of God became man. He was joined to us by the rite of birth from the Blessed Virgin in such a way that our past, the story that begins with Adam and Eve, became his story. It is the story of sin and the story of the destiny which every human being shares. The day you eat of it, you shall surely die. It is the story that finds its litany in the 5th chapter of Genesis, where the sacred author records the generations of Adam, and in that litany of the generations repeats the same phrase over and over again for each of the individuals, and he died. That is the destiny. Death. Death which comes as a consequence of separation from God. That is not only the story of the race, it is your story. Your story beginning from the moment in which the seed took place in the womb of your mother. There already, the destiny which had been determined by sin was present. and he died. The mystery of the incarnation is that God became one with us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, so that he shared our past. Our story became his. It was, St. Paul says, God's eternal plan before the foundations of the world were laid. It wasn't some kind of emergency program that God dreamed up after he saw what happened to his creation when sin came into it. But he had already determined before the world was created. You see, nothing is hidden from him. It is God's eternal plan that in Christ Jesus, our destiny might be changed. He came to share our sin, to make it his own. God made him to be sin for us, he who had no sin. In him, says the Apostle St. Paul, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. For the mystery is not only the incarnation, but the mystery is the cross. That here, this one who is perfect innocence became the most unclean sacrifice ever offered in the history of the world. He is sin. And on his cross, and in his person, and through his blood, sin is killed. It dies with him, yours and mine. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. In him we who were once far off, having no hope and without God in the world, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For by him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. And that's the second part of the mystery. For in the mystery of Christ, we share in the destiny and future of God himself. He who shared our past and our sins now shares with us his life and his future. For we are united with him, become one with him. In those things to which St. Paul refers in his first letter to the Corinthians as the mysteries of God, holy baptism, the preaching of the gospel, holy Eucharist, the divine mysteries by which God unites us with Jesus Christ in such a way that we share forever in his future. Read the book of the Ephesians, to the Ephesians. How St. Paul spells it out for those ancient Christians and for us. We have access in him, in one spirit, to the Father. We are fellow citizens and saints and members of the household of God. Through these, our confessions say, as through means, the Holy Spirit works faith in those who hear the gospel when and where it pleases God, and such faith unites us with Christ and with his body, Holy Mother Church. That through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. God demonstrates his wisdom to the principalities and powers in the heavenlies by means of his church. And who are these principalities and powers? We may include with them certainly the angels who gather at the baptismal font in wonder and awe to see how God creates a new son of the kingdom and unites a new human with his son, Jesus Christ. But they are also those cosmic powers that the scriptures refer to when St. Paul in the Ephesians remind us that our battle, our warfare, is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. Those cosmic powers that create hostility between God and man, enmity between human beings, Jew and Gentile, black and white, male and female, pastor and people, To those hostile powers, God demonstrates his wisdom by means of the church, as he guides and directs his people to pay attention to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom God has created one new person out of us. That he might create in himself one new man. No longer, says St. Paul, Jew and Gentile, no longer the hostility that had separated Jew and Gentile and all the other various groups of the human race. This has been broken down. He has united us in Christ Jesus so that the hostile powers might know the wisdom of God, that which appears foolishness to the world, and begin to understand as they see the church live out its life in Christ in peace, in unity, in joy with one another, that God can use this foolishness of the cross to create a new people for himself, that he removes all the hostility and creates in Christ Jesus one new person of all of us. That is your ministry, to make known to all men what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, the mystery of Christ, that his story, the story of his purity, his innocence, his righteousness, his future, is now ours, because he made our story his own on the cross. God made him to be sin for us, the one who had no sin, that in him we might be made the righteousness of God. Amen.